Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning. Please tell me you made coffee.
I did. Tired?
Thanks, I already am.
Bad night, huh?
Well, not in the 2 hours I slept.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you.
Was there a reason for your lack of sleep?
Several reasons. Word pursuit, money masters, and Trivial Quest, mainly.
Board games?
I think Candy World was in there somewhere, too, but I might have been hallucinating by then.
I don't understand.
Penny and Wooten have this thing for board games, and they claim they can't play without me.
All night?
No, at some point Wooten left, and then I was kept awake by Penny's redecorating and painting. I think she was doing both.
You're kidding.
It's endless, Whit. She painted an entire wall in her room white.
Well, that's not so bad.
So she can use it as an ongoing easel. Yesterday, she was working on a jungle theme with elephants and giraffes. And then last night, I think she was doing a landscape of ancient Rome. I had no idea painting could make so much noise.
Maybe you should discuss some ground rules for the apartment.
Well, I don't want to discourage her artistic impulses.
Well, you're going to have to do something.
I don't know how Wooten does it. He didn't leave until midnight, and he said he had to be up at 4. He must be exhausted, too.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
I hate him.
Good morning, Wooten.
Wooten, how can you be so awake?
Oh, I had at least an hour nap before getting up for work.
Only an hour?
Yeah, Penny inspired me to do some painting when I got home.
Oh, well, what did you paint?
The bathroom.
Oh, I thought you meant painting.
Yeah, that's what I did. I painted dolphins on the ceiling. It makes me feel like I'm lying on the bottom of the ocean when I'm having a bath.
And you're not tired.
How can I be tired after restfully watching playfully frolicking dolphins? So I'm going to bring over salamanders and stepladders tonight.
That's a game, I hope.
Uh-huh.
No, please, not tonight.
Oh, that's right. Penny wanted to start work on the Sistine Chapel mural.
In our apartment?
Yeah, the kitchen. Didn't she mention it?
No.
Well, you should talk to her about it. She'll be here in a few minutes for another day of job hunting.
Oh, so she didn't have any success with the college.
If by success you mean no one will take her on as a teaching assistant, then you're right. She hasn't had any success.
Which is a crime in and of itself. Someone with her talent shouldn't have any trouble getting a job at the college. I mean, there has to be a teacher there who...
Salutations of the Mathin, everyone.
Eugene!
Miss Kendall.
You could take her on.
Take on whom? And might I inquire exactly how I might take on this person?
Licorice stool at 20 paces.
Licorice?
Okay, macaroni and cheese.
Go away, Wooten. I need to do some serious coercion here.
Don't think I'm going to like this.
I'm sure you won't like it.
No, no, no. It's a ridiculous idea. Absolutely not.
Why? You're a teacher at the college, and Penny has lots of experience as a teaching assistant.
As an art student. This semester, I'm teaching fundamentals of programming with algorithms. Does Penny know anything about that?
Why does she even have to? Huh? Teaching assistants aren't really expected to know anything.
Yes, they are. Mr. Whittaker, please help me.
Connie, it's noble that you want to help Penny, but Eugene has a point.
Come on, how hard can it be? You push some buttons.
Keys, and we don't push them. We type in sequences that create things called programs. I believe you've heard of them.
Oh, come on. She can grade papers, do some filing, encourage your students. She is a great encourager. And with you as a teacher, I'm sure your students need a lot of that.
What?
Here she comes. This is your moment of choice, Eugene. Huh? Are you going to be a help or a hindrance?
What? You can't put me in this position.
Well, you're already in it.
Mr. Whittaker.
Leave me out of it. It's your call.
Good morning, everyone. What? What's everyone looking at? Do I have spinach on my nose again?
Eugene has something to say.
What? Yes. Well, I understand that you have some experience as a teaching assistant.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if, on a trial basis, mind you, you would like to assist me with my class.
I'd love to! What do you teach?
All right, Miss Wise. I will be conducting my class next door. You may input the grades from my student's last test into that computer. Now, the format is exceptionally easy. Simply type the grade in next to the appropriate name.
I used to do this for Dr. Trask.
Excellent. And don't hesitate to call me if you have any questions whatsoever.
Thanks, Eugene. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You may thank Miss Kendall. Farewell.
Robert Adams. Hey, well done, Robert. Okay, Andrew Butcher. C. Andrew, I'm sure you can do much better than that.
Excuse me, is this Mr. Meltzner's office?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
I just need to drop off this withdrawal form.
You're withdrawing from Eugene's class?
Uh-huh.
No. Sit down.
But...
Sit down.
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you dropping Eugene's class?
I'm failing the class. I'm not cut out for this computer work. I think they're a little intimidating.
I find that very hard to believe. I mean, a person with your hairstyle and thick spectacle frames must be good at computers.
No, really, I'm not.
But you have a pocket protector.
There's more to it than that.
You're underestimating yourself. Look at me. I have no business being here. But what am I doing? I'm inputting grades into the computer. If I can do it, surely you can.
Mr. Meltzner's class is a little bit more involved than that.
Nonsense. I think any concept can be grasped if you connect it to something you know. Are you interested in art?
No.
Oh. Well, if you were, then I would tell you that computer programming is like Leonardo da Vinci and the Mona Lisa.
How do you figure?
Well, what's your name?
Douglas.
Well, Douglas, da Vinci simply took... Douglas what?
Douglas Helm.
That's interesting. I have your last test right here.
You do?
Yes, here it is. Oh, you failed it.
Told you.
No, we're not giving up that easily. Here, switch seats with me.
What? No.
Okay. You're going to input these grades for practice. I want you to see how easy it is. There's nothing to be intimidated about.
You want me to,
Go on. Go ahead. You can do it.
But it makes me nervous for you to watch.
Okay, I won't watch. Go on.
Sweet.
And so, Douglas Helm didn't drop the class after all. Isn't that wonderful, Connie?
Yeah, wow, that's amazing, Penny. Well, I told Eugene that you were good at encouraging.
Well, who knows where it'll lead? He could create a computer program that cures cancer or hangnails or something.
Where is she? Huh, Miss Wise.
Hi, Eugene.
Hi. What, pray tell, happened in my office? More specifically, with my computer?
I met with an almost former student of yours named Douglas Helm. And to help him get over his intimidation of computers, I had him input the test grades.
I see.
Well, is there a problem, Eugene?
Only that Douglas Helm inputted all the grades and gave everyone A's, whether they deserved them or not.
What?
And he not only gave them A's on the last test, but on every assignment from this semester.
Oh, no.
Then he proceeded to change the password and lock down the computer. I'm going to spend most of the evening breaking into it to change everything back. Weren't you watching him?
I closed my eyes so he wouldn't be so nervous.
Oh...
Does that mean he's still withdrawing from your class?
Oh, to be sure. He was withdrawing because I strongly suggested it to him. He was causing a lot of problems with our computers and the college network. I suspect he's a deviant genius, a hacker in the making.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Eugene. Would you like me
to... No, Miss Wise. I'd rather you didn't do anything. Thank you all the same. If you'll excuse me... I need to consult with Mr. Whitaker about how to deal with Douglas Helm.
Oh, I feel really bad now.
Well, you couldn't have known about Douglas Helm.
Like I didn't know about Dr. Trask. Besides, I should have known that assisting Eugene wasn't a good idea. What am I going to do? If I can't find a job, then I'll have to leave Odyssey.
Leave? To go where?
Pennsylvania.
What's in Pennsylvania?
My family. And my mom's beauty parlor. She wants me to work there.
You're from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, what do you think I was named after?
You're kidding.
I don't want to be a manicurist, Connie.
Well, then we just have to find you a job here. Well, there must be something you can do, Whit. You know all the big business people in town.
Well, I've handed out Penny's resume, as I promised, and I've suggested her as a freelancer to everyone I know.
I can't believe no one in this town needs a talented artist.
Oh, well, there is one person I haven't talked to. In fact, it's so obvious, I don't know why I didn't think of it before.
Who?
Jacques Henri.
That's a real name?
Oh, no, he owns the art gallery down the street.
You mean the one I've never gone into because the prices on the paintings have more digits than my phone number.
That's the one. I'll talk to Mr. Henri.
Great, I'll tell Penny.
Oh, this is a wonderful gallery.
Oh, merci.
And I'm grateful that you've taken the time to see us, Mr. Henri.
Jacques is preferable, Monsieur Whittaker.
Whit is also preferable.
Mm. And how shall I address you, Miss Weiss?
Penny is the one I answer to.
Penny. I'll have to consider that. A true artist should have a name more exotic than Penny. What about Claudia d'Angelou?
Oh, I'll never answer to that.
Just an idea. So, what do you have for me?
Oh, my resume and some samples of my work.
Oh, excellent. So, if I am to consider you as an employee here, I should like to see you, how do you say it? Interact with the patrons.
Interact.
Oui. So I will step back to my office to look over your resume and portfolio while you relate to the public.
Relate?
He wants you to help the customers.
Oh, but how will you know if I'm any good?
Security cameras, I'll be watching.
Great. No pressure there.
Please, as they say in France, I've had it.
Ah, here's a customer. I'll just wait over here, okay?
I'm not sure this is a fair test. Hi, and welcome to the Art Galleria. May I help you?
Hi, I came in to look over the collection, thanks.
Over this way, we have something representing the Renaissance period. Italian classical, in fact.
I think Italian is overwrought.
Oh. Well, that one over there is post-impressionistic with an early hint of constructivism.
Boring!
May I draw your attention to this work? You'll see how it evokes the Rococo style.
Rococo is overrated.
What artistic style do you like?
That. I want that piece of art.
That's the sign for the restrooms.
Minimalistic, with the perfect sense of pop art.
I don't think I can sell you the sign for the restrooms.
Is this an art gallery or not?
Yes, it is. With art, which you don't seem to know much about.
Excuse me?
Overwrought, boring, overrated? That's how you describe some of the greatest art in history?
It's a matter of taste, my dear.
Actually, it's a matter of form and style and harmony and beauty.
Is there a problem here?
She wants to buy the sign for the bathroom.
I can work out a price for that.
I'm glad someone here knows how to act professionally.
This way, madam, and I'm very sorry about the help.
The help? I don't think so.
Maybe we should go.
I'll bet she puts ketchup on her filet mignon. I'm going home to pack.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, look, stop. I've been going through the want ads. The newspaper's hiring a photographer.
Taking pictures of traffic accidents doesn't appeal to me, Connie.
Well, look, Kids in Colors magazine is looking for a telephone sales rep.
I'm bad with phones.
The hardware store's hiring someone who knows how to use a paint mixer.
Those things scare me.
But you can't leave, Penny. You belong here.
Thanks, Connie. I'll see you at home.
Whit, we have to do something. Hire her to work here.
To do what?
Well, make something up. I didn't know what I was doing for a long time, but you let me stay.
I don't think this is Penny's calling. She wouldn't be very happy working here.
Well, but she can't leave. Seriously, you have to hire her.
But I don't need any more help, Connie. Neither does God.
What do you mean?
Well, Penny is in God's hands. He knows what she needs better than we do. We can't contrive situations for her out of our sense of panic to get what we want.
I know, you're right, of course. But I want her to stay. For her to leave now is
what?
Well, after all she's been through, it seems wrong for her to leave. It's like I failed her.
You didn't fail her, Connie. You've done your best. Now, leave the rest to God.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
No board games tonight.
Oh, hi, Wooten. Thank you.
Tonight we're playing charades.
Oh, no, this isn't a good time, Wooten.
Well, how do you know? We haven't played yet, and I've got a doozy for the book category.
No, honestly.
Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said it out loud.
Wooten.
Where's Penny?
She's in her room, packing.
Packing what?
Her belongings. She's leaving Odyssey, Wooten.
No.
Yes.
But it's like she just got here. It'd be rude to leave so soon.
Well, I know that, but she hasn't found a job, and I think she's giving up.
Well, she's not allowed to give up. She can't leave me.
I tried talking to her. Leave you? I think you meant leave us.
Well, that's exactly what I meant.
Wooten, you care for her a lot.
Well, have I been vague about that?
I mean, you care for her a lot.
Underlining certain words in your sentences doesn't necessarily clarify their meanings.
Do you want me to spell it out?
No.
Then,
Connie, I'm going to leave my embroidered pillow that you said you like so much. Hi, Wooten.
Hi, Penny.
Thanks, Penny.
Connie says you're leaving.
Yes, that's true. It's time to face reality and return to a life of chipped fingernails.
Oh, well, if that's what you're after, we have plenty of chipped fingernails in Odyssey, too. In fact, I have a couple of my own. You just bring me a hammer and I'll give you as many as you want.
You're so sweet. I'm sorry we won't be able to play charades tonight, but I'm going to pack and get an early start in the morning.
But Penny.
Yes?
I don't want you to go.
I don't want me to go either, Wooten, but I will. Connie, should I leave the ancient Rome mural on the wall, or would you like me to paint it white again?
Oh, just leave it alone. I'll keep it to remember you by.
Okay. Well, I guess I better get back to my packing.
Oh, Connie.
I know.
So she left?
15 minutes and 27 seconds ago.
Without saying goodbye?
She said she couldn't bear saying goodbye to anyone. Wooten showed up to see her off, and she nearly sneaked down the fire exit to avoid him. I don't understand, Whit. Was it so much to expect to get one opportunity here? Just one?
I wish I knew what to say.
I should have let the air out of her tires.
Hi, Connie. Hi, Whit.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi.
I was just passing by.
You don't have your mailbag.
Yeah. I think I left it at O'Leary's funeral home. They were trying to cheer me up.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Yeah, and how's this for timing? They're hiring an embalming assistant.
Wait, that's artistic, isn't it? Shouldn't we call Penny?
Well, it's worth a try.
Now, guys,
Monsieur Whittaker.
Good morning, Jacques.
And good morning to people I have not met.
Connie.
Wooden.
Ah, yes. You were both named as references on Penny Weiss's resume. I am returning it here since I was not given a personal address.
She was living with me. I'll mail it to her.
Mail it to her? What does that mean?
She's gone.
Gone? Oh, but she cannot be gone.
That's what we've been saying.
No, no, no. You do not understand me. I have been making plans.
Plans about what?
I looked at the samples of her work. I went to Campbell College to see other examples of her artistry. She is, very good?
Not good enough, as it turns out.
But she is good enough. I want to do an exhibit of her art at my gallery. How does she leave? I do not make such an offer to just any Tom, Dick, or Harry who offends my customers.
Wait. You want to do an exhibit?
Of Penny's work?
What, am I not speaking English? Yes! So I demand that you make her turn around and return immediately.
We'll find her!
Yeah, but how? She's been gone 20 minutes.
I'll try her cell phone.
I hope she hasn't gone very far.
Oh, what's that?
Her phone is in your purse.
But how will we reach her?
I know where she is.
Where?
The hole-in-one donut shop and miniature golf course.
Why would she be there?
Because she's taking Highway 19, which goes past the Art Deco neon sign that says Best Donuts in the Tri-State Area. She'd have to stop, wouldn't she? I know I always do. Come on.
I'm right behind you. Really is crazy. Does Penny even like donuts? I've never seen her eat a donut.
It's about more than donuts, Connie.
Connie? Wooten?
Oh.
What are you doing here?
So you do like donuts.
Not much, but I love Art Deco signs, and they said this has the best donuts in the tri-state area. How could I pass it up?
Oh, did I call it or what?
But why are you here?
Penny, Jacques Henri wants to do an exhibit of your work at his gallery.
Yeah, you left your portfolio with him and your resume and your phone in Connie's purse.
Really? I don't remember putting my phone in Connie's purse.
Forget about my purse. We're talking about the gallery.
That's amazing.
Now you have to stay in Odyssey. This is the answer to our prayers.
You've been praying?
Yes! Haven't you?
Well, sure, but I didn't know everyone was in on it.
Oh, that's one thing you can be sure everybody's in on. The praying, I mean.
So you'll turn around and come back, right?
Well, I suppose I'll have to, if only to get my phone, right?
Let's go home.
Ah, home.
Yeah, so, Penny, what did you think of the donuts?
Don't tell them, but they're not very good.
Yeah, I know.
Then why do you always stop here?
Well, because the sign says they're the best in the tri-state area. Where am I going to find any better?
Throughout the Bible, we see that God loves us and is personally involved in everything that happens to us. That's the good news. But for some of us, the bad news is that God doesn't always give us what we want when we want it. There are times when we have to take action, and other times when we simply have to wait to see how things unfold. I think Penny and Connie experienced that in today's episode. On one hand, they took action to try to find Penny a job. But on the other hand, they also had to put Penny's future in God's hands. And doing that echoes something the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient. That means God, in his love, is incredibly patient with us. And we have to be patient while God works through us and around us. We have to learn to trust him, no matter what. I hope Penny and Connie learned a little more about that, and that you have too. It's something we all have to practice from day to day. So, what would you like to see happen to Penny, Connie, and the rest of the folks at Wits End? I'd love to hear from you. You can write to me at Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, that address is Box 9800,
Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. You can find more episodes inspired by 1 Corinthians 13 by visiting us online at witsend.org. Just look for information on album 54, Clanging Cymbals. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Penny Earned was written by Kathy Buchanan and Paul McCusker and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Katie Lee, Jimmy Robertson, Andre Stoika, and Jess Harnell. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.